It's another 8 minutes with a vintage baseball player at the World Tournament Greenfield Village. We're at Mugley's. I keep saying that like they're a sponsor or something. They haven't given me, I barely got a glass of water.
They probably appreciate it.
They did turn the music down for me, though, so I appreciate that. Shout out to Jamie Johnson. Ride the Wind by Christopher Cross came on during one of the episodes, and I thought of you. Okay. Adam Johnson is with me, Dirtbag from the Black Flags of Droverton, but you know him more as the captain of the Addison Mountain Stars, or maybe you don't. Maybe you know him more as the Black Flags of Droverton. Adam, what the hell is your wife doing today?
Looks like she's buying a drink.
No, no, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm just kidding. I'm upset that we didn't pick her up. I'm like, how is Adam here and she's just watching? Seriously, have you not watched our games today? We need to catch her.
Hey, she's still a free agent. I mean, she's right there.
Did she bring her uniform?
She didn't, but I'm sure Rudy has an extra.
Well, they probably were the same size.
Just give her Z-Dax. It's tight enough.
Oh my God! Did you see those pants?
They were
amazing.
They were amazing,
though.
Yeah,
depends on your definition of amazing.
He works out.
Tell me if you're listening. I'm going to try to release these episodes in order. But I just interviewed Dennis Wegman from the Black Flags, and he told me about the slap fight that happened during the game because you and the Yeti. We're trying to get your red ass on because you're playing so bad. Tell me how this slap play happens.
Well, we struggled the first game.
You did?
Yeah, mightily. And in the second game, Undertaker, Gary, he started hitting. And I kind of got fired up. I was like, I want to get in on this. And Goonbag's a better hitter than Dirtbag is. So I kind of wanted to bring Goonbag out. So I told Yeti, slap me in the face. And he did, and I got a hit. So I was like, okay, that worked pretty well. He was struggling too, so he told me to slap him in the face, so I did. And then, like, the next time around in the order, he was like, slap me in the face. And I was like, okay, so I gave him, like, I got him with, like, the ends of the fingers, you know, not a very good slap. And then I exposed my face, and he went at least a solid 75% harder, full palm. And I was like, wow, he came to play. He came to play, and then he just rocketed one over the center fielder, and I was like, we might be onto something here. I kind of wish we weren't.
Kind of, yes. Yes, because now that has to be your post-game celebration. It has to be do not bring your wife into this. she does not need to get that fired up for a match, I'm sure.
No, she doesn't like being hit in the face.
So that was the second game. How'd your first game go?
Poorly. You know, Saginaw put it to us. We didn't hit. We didn't field. I think we came in with big britches. That's what it was.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Not often people admit to that.
No, we did. We upset them. We shocked the world in 2019, upset Saginaw here, and nobody expected it. And then this year we pulled them again. We were like, yeah, we got this. We're going to do it again.
And they had payback on mind.
They did. They paid us back pretty hard.
I don't know why we made them so angry. They obviously had payback on their mind against us.
Whatever we did in 19, they took it personally.
They're just out to destroy everybody because of what you did, Adam.
Yep.
They've
been stewing for 2 years with COVID, too.
Oh, geez, it hurts. Every single one of them guys on Saginaw hit the wall today. That was amazing. Okay, so I'm going to nail you down for some predictions here.
Yeah.
By the way, before we do this, how did you play any differently with rule changes?
I didn't. You know, I just mostly swing hard in case I hit it.
You are a mountain of a man, and when you make solid contact, it's scary. Here we go. Third class championship. It's the Lottie Dolls against the Nationals, and then the Capitals against the Monitors. Who you got coming out of that?
I feel like the Capitals are going to go in with a chip on their shoulder tomorrow.
Oh, you're so sweet.
No, I really do think that. I mean, I've played a lot of games with the Capitals, and I know they come out fiery whenever they're down. You don't want to back them into a corner, you know what I mean?
That's why we have a honey badger.
That's right.
Honey badger don't care.
I saw that tattoo before. All of it.
Second class championship. You have to pretend like Droverton's not in it. Obviously, you would pick yourself. So you got Canton, Rockford, and Walker.
It would be really hard not to pick Canton.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's almost a no-brainer, except Walker is a football team. Damn it. There's some good-looking dudes on Walker.
That's true. I'll agree with that.
First-class championship. You got Bay City against Flat Rock, and you got Saginaw against the Ganymedes of Oregon, Illinois, which you're probably not very familiar with. So who you got?
I'm going to go ahead and say Flat Rock for the championship. Shout out Brandon Ream, Flat Rock's Mountain Star Pool for this year.
How did Brandon do today?
He hit 4 for 5 in their second game, so pretty well. Pretty good pickup.
Yeah, was that did you set that up? Were they just looking for somebody and you recommended? Was this a recommendation, or did they go after you?
No, they were like, hey, do you have anybody that would play for us? And I said, I know one guy that might. And I hit Reem up on Thursday, and I was like, hey, you want to play in the World Tournament? He's like, let me see. I got to see if I can get somebody to cover me. And an hour later, he's like, yeah, I'm in. Dropped everything.
Brandon, the only man that couldn't grow a mustache for the Ohio Cup a couple years ago.
That's
so true.
He grew one, but then he shaved it out of embarrassment.
What? If you can grow something, is that not good enough?
We had some pretty embarrassing mustaches on that team. So, like, I feel like you couldn't get much worse.
Yeah. Well, but there were some pretty sweet mustaches on the team. I mean, there was...
There's rumor that the mustaches will be back at the Ohio Cup this year. Mm. So, if you want to join in on the mustache.
No, I'm trying to do a soul patch. Ohio Cup soul patch, but a long one that comes all the way down.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's it. I'll be alone on that, I think.
We if we had enough androgen on our team, we would go Team Monkey Tail, where you just throw the sideburn down all the way around and then leave this little gap right here.
Somebody wanted me to do this thing because they knew that I would, and I'm like, I don't know why you'd think that about me. I got a job. I can't wear although nobody could really say anything about it, but it's not a good look.
Just because it's not a good look doesn't mean it's not a good reason to do it, though.
True. Wasn't there a Major League Baseball player that wore that?
Yes, and it was great.
Was that? Was it Mike Fears?
I don't know. I thought he played for the... for Oakland, but
yeah. I think we're thinking of the same guy. Okay. He was on the Tigers at one time. He was the guy that snitched on the Astros.
Ooh, and then he grew a monkey tail out of disrespect.
Maybe. That might have been his punishment.
Yeah, no, I like that. I think anybody who goes over on the day at any tournament has to grow a monkey tail. That's a great team rule.
That would be amazing. All right, Adam, thanks for stopping in. That's 8 solid minutes with Adam Johnson. Good luck tomorrow, and good luck out in the pavilion.
Thank you, sir. I got a pepper segment for you here. If you could be friends with any 3 cartoon characters in real life, who would they be?
Okay, so you remember Bugs Bunny, the big thing of fur that just had tennis shoes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that would be one.
Okay.
The other one would be the Yeti in the Bugs Bunny cartoons where I love him and squeeze him and I'll name him George. And the other one, oh God, you can tell I'm old because I'm thinking Looney Tunes. That's all I watched as cartoons when I was a kid. But maybe throw a little Barney Rubble in there. I feel like Fred abused him and feel like he needs a friend.
He does need a friend. That's a solid list. I like it. Thanks for letting me get 9 minutes.
9 minutes with Adam Johnson. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks.